You know, this week, workers at General Motors walked off the job and went on strike. Over the next week, students around the world will be walking out of the classroom and striking in what's called the Global Climate Strike. It's going to take place locally tomorrow in Port Huron. Joining us right now is former and, once again, congressional candidate Kimberly Bison. Kim, good morning, and thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
How did you get involved in the Global Climate Strike?
I became a climate reality leader in 2014. I actually, it's underneath the Climate Reality Project, and there's over 19,000 international leaders. And they're anywhere from artists to musicians to journalists and all types of people coming together to go ahead and bring awareness for our climate change crisis that we seem to be in.
What's the one message that you want to get out with this strike?
For tomorrow's strike?
Yeah.
This is a platform for our youth to come speak. We're going to have a small march in front of the Blue Water Convention Center at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to go ahead and assemble and march over to the Pine Grove Park. From there, we have Alex Shire, who's going to be our MC and play some songs. However, the youth can go ahead and sign in and have a couple minutes to speak about their concerns for, you know, outreaching and mm-hmm. what is their voice, is their future. So a place for them to go ahead and speak out.
There are, of course, people that say there is no global climate crisis, you know, everything's fine, or it's not as bad as it's being made out to be. How do you respond to that?
Well, quite simply, 97% of the scientists agree that we are in a climate crisis. The IPCC issued a report last year that's worth a read. You can find that online. Also, you can see the facts on NASA.gov and NOAA websites as well. So I encourage everybody to take a look and compare the facts if you need to. We can see some of those effects by the rising levels in the sea. Some of the ocean acidity is changing, more extreme weather conditions. So we're seeing some of these things come in play.
So what do we do about it?
Well, we bring us to closer to zero emissions mm-hmm. and start to really embrace renewable and sustainable energy and really support communities that are trying to make that happen in small businesses.
What do you think that an event like this will do, not just here in Port Huron, but obviously if you have groups all over the world raising awareness simultaneously, do you think that will have some impact?
I do. And I also think, you know, climate change is front and center, even on the presidential debate stage and things like that. So I think there is some awareness coming about. I think that we just need some strong leadership in order to get some things in place and start acting responsibly towards this crisis.
Yeah, it has certainly been on the debate stage and on the campaign trail quite a bit, particularly in response to the Green New Deal. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, you know, let's put that out there. What do you think of the Green New Deal? Is that what we need? Is that more than what we need? I mean, and I don't want to turn this into a political interview. We'll do that. We'll do that closer to election day. But what's your response to that?
My response, quite simply, is the Green New Deal is better than no deal. And we need to start implementing and putting some things in place. Not any piece of policy is perfect. And granted, we can do some amendments, but we need a starting point and we need to take action now.
This event tomorrow is being led in large part by kids, isn't it?
Hopefully so. I think there's quite a few adults that have signed on in order to support the youth here mm-hmm. locally. I really felt that Blue Water, when I researched where the nearest climate strike was for me, the nearest one was in Oakland County. And so being right here in the Blue Water, I think that we really needed a climate strike here locally and to express our concerns.
Yeah. You know, getting back to that idea of this, you know, being on the debate stage and the campaign trail, it really has turned into a partisan issue, hasn't it?
It seems to have been, or is. I don't think that this particular, when we talk about climate change, it shouldn't be per party in how you feel. Yeah. It really, when you focus on communities and people and the health and well-being in the future, environmentally and what we're going to leave behind for our children, I think both a Republican, Democrat, and Independent can come together and find some solutions.
So you're gathering tomorrow in front of the convention center. You're going to have a walk then to Pine Grove Park.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through what's going to happen tomorrow. And do people need to register for this or let you know they're coming, or can they just show up?
They can just show up. We encourage everybody to show up. It's a very short walk. For those that can't walk and want to be a part of it, just go ahead and meet us up at the Pine Grove at 2 o'clock. We'll assemble there between 2 and 4. The march itself is at 1 o'clock. Bring your creative signs if you like. We're working on those later on today. We have quite a few people interested in coming, so we're looking forward to a good turnout and for people to be able to pick up some fact sheets about climate change and get some more information there.
All right. Kim, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Kimberly Bison with us on WPHN.